so we will resume that. Thank you. Thank you for that break. 7.4, Counselor Fancy, you asked for full discussion to be added to today's agenda.
Yes, when they come back to the, came last time, and a lot of good things written down and such is, I think we're to a point now where just understanding we have a good news story. And someone's willing to give that much money to each of us to place the Milton Pool. When I go over and talk to people over at work over Bridgewater and things, it's just, they said, what? They gave you that much money? The people are willing to do that? They've been people that are, have been exceptional in the community all along. And so as we look at this, I think there was some confusion when we had two meetings ago when we talked about having the terms of reference and looking at the letter that was to be sent from the Murphys and
One item. Yesterday I did speak to the donors and they wish to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
They do not want their name disclosed. They're not doing it for credit and they do not want to be confused with others. So just.
So don't mention names?
No.
Okay. So good. Thank you for.
Yeah.
But when we were looking at getting the letter and the terms of reference, we kind of tied together and guess a lot of confusion for some of us understood that we were just waiting for the letter of the terms of reference, which never came forward. And just looking at terms of reference, which I think our CAO said we could be able to refer back to what was put on for the library, but just with some small corrections. And also, too, starting to form a committee that we can go forward to just look at things. And it's not so much even so much, I don't think, so much money being spent, but just having an understanding. And I also, too, we also know, too, that our CAO's got a lot on his plate. He's just got way too much on his plate. Where do we go? Where do we get up? Because I get phone calls all the time. The steady phone calls. And I don't know what to tell anyone. So as we discuss things here, we at least all have an understanding where we are. And now with the letter, where are we? What's the next step? What's the process as we go forward?
I just clarified for them.
Well, one thing, our CEO did not recommend the terms of reference to the library. Is that what you wanted to say?
Well, no, I just want to clarify. So as Councillor Fancy said, two meetings ago, we talked about we had all kinds of different discussions going on in this room with different things. And staff's understanding at the time was that to bring back a report with the draft terms of reference for a community group that was going to manage and facilitate and project manage and construct the facility. Okay? That was that time said, yes, we can take the existing terms of reference, modify those slightly. The municipality would simply give them the money and they would look after it with no municipal involvement. At that time, we talked about the final direction was to see if the potential donor would allow some of that money to be used to hire project managers, hire staff to do it. So that was the recommendation at the time. Staff did not recommend, and today will still not recommend, setting up a steering committee for a piece of municipal infrastructure that's owned and operated by the municipality. So just want to clarify that staff recommended the terms of reference, that we can modify if it was a community group running it, because that would give us some control and accountability over giving money to a separate community group. But certainly in our history, in the last 25 years, we've never had a steering committee for a facility where we own and operate it. Library is a little different. We're not going to operate it. We're not going to staff it, manage it, any of that stuff. We're just going to be the owner of the building. But we built Queens Park for those steering committee. We built parks for those steering committee. We're building a playground with those steering committee. We build infrastructure every year without any steering committees. It's rely on your expertise of your staff that you have to go ahead and do that stuff. So I just want to clarify that there was seem to be some misconceptions over a steering committee, but the steering committee was our staff's understanding was simply because the community group was going to manage the process and not the municipality.
So with that in mind, even that I had a misunderstanding, because I was understanding we were looking at it as a region as a whole. And I guess that's something we can still, it's open for discussion. Because we own and operate this open pool. And really, this is just a replacement pay at this time of an open pool, which we own and operate, so why wouldn't we be looking at doing the same thing? It's gonna be a longer process, it's a lot more complicated. No, I'm not saying it's not just a just. My wife would say, just do this, and I say, yeah, no, it isn't just a just. It's a big process. But why wouldn't we want to be the owners, operators, and something on our facility? And that's just, I'm open for discussion.
So a letter was sent with the offer of a gift to the Region of Queens. And there was also a note on the cover. The letter was addressed to myself. It wasn't copied to council, addressed to Mayor Early Norman. And there was a cover letter with a name and a number if I had any questions. So I read the, because it came from a lawyer. So I read the terms and conditions and was like a little baffled about the wording in some of them. So yesterday, I participated in a Zoom call with the potential donors. They have set a realistic time date for finishing, for completion. And they have agreed to other things. They've stipulated certain things about, anyway. So there were some changes they had to make within their terms to just make it very clear what their intentions are. So because their letter came from a lawyer, they want to have it modified and sent back from their lawyer, which we will have in time for our next meeting. So until then, I just ask for you all to sit tight and trust the process. They do not want credit for this. They're doing it because of their love for the community. They're not a company that, it's not a threat, you know, it's a good gift, but they really do not want names disclosed and some further date they may, but when you see what they present, but when you see what they're going to present to us at your next council meeting, I think you will all be pleased with what it is they're offering, their timelines, and their management things. And at that is about all I'm at liberty to tell you, because it was rather private and confidential. So I just trust that we'll just bear for 2 weeks and wait until then, because when they present the offer to the Region of Queens, then we have to do, you know, a whole thing of an agreement and what it's gonna look like and timelines for money and all those types of things. But it does have a realistic completion date, which can be met realistically. So I just ask that you wait until then. Councilor Merrill?
So is this coming back as a recommendation?
It will come back as you know, when we enter agreements of sale and gifting and confidential matters, they're a confidential item that will not hit the public for first look until we have to make decisions and motions of council, which require movement on the project. Councilor Charlton?
Well, the clarification here in the comments about the steering committee. So we mentioned that we've done, we're doing the Universal Fire Department Conference Steering Committee, and that those folks who have fundraised and rallied for that project have been involved. So I'm just a little bit confused, because I feel like it sounds like there may not be a steering committee. Aquatic Society has asked to participate in one for this project. Also just wondering why we would have a steering committee for the library.
Okay, so we're not operating the library. We're basically building a facility for someone else to operate. We're not going to operate that library. We have nothing to do with what goes on in that building. We don't tell the library, this is how many people you have to have on your circulation desk, and these are your hours of operation. We're building a library to save us the rent money that we're spending on a building that is insufficient and is not gonna be able to provide library services much longer. We're simply building a building for a specific group of users. So those specific group of users are on the committee because they are the ones we're building the building for. When we're building a pool, we are going to own it and we are gonna be responsible for operating it, staffing it, programming it. But all of that, with the library building, we simply ask them because they are the users, that's who it's for. So we simply need to know what the building should look like, where the circulation desks should be, how much space do you need for this, how much space do you need that. So as library users and the people who will be using that building, because we have to supply libraries as part of our responsibilities in municipal government.
And if I may just clarify, so if we use the playground as an example, the group that initiated the idea, raised the money, came up with their concept of what it would look like, and they essentially said, here, municipality, you guys go ahead, you're gonna build it, no. Okay, so we took that over, we have a small committee of staff or the professionals that know what they're doing. And we're gonna build it. When it's built, it's actually gonna look quite different than what they've designed, but they've had lots of opportunity. We're gonna make sure we build it with all the intents and accessibility and everything else they're looking for. But it'll actually be enhanced. It'll be a much a bigger facility and provide a lot more functionality that they're looking for. So we'll do that with that. And so the same is no different with the aquatic. So they're giving it over to us, but we didn't need to have a steering committee with them coming to meetings on a regular basis. And because they'll be frustrated, confused, because they won't understand all the logistics of all the stuff we have to go through, and why do we have to do this, and why do we have to do that, and why is it taking so long? It's just as frustrating for staff, because it does take a long time, but it's the process we're stuck with and the timelines to get materials and equipment. So this is no different. The Aquatic Society has made their pitch on a couple of occasions. They've told us what they want to see in it. There'll be lots of opportunities during the process for public consultation, public input into it. Our staff have already done significant research on this, and that's why the money in the budget that's proposed to be in the budget next year, the $2.5 million for a new pool, is based on factual information. It wasn't just picked out of the air, it was based on a lot of research we've done. So we've done all that homework and stuff, and so as staff, we will sit down when the time comes for the new pool, and we'll go through the exact same process that we're going through with the playground. At the end of the day, we'll have a high quality piece of infrastructure. It will meet the demands of the community and what they're expecting. But will it meet all the expectations? No. No different than the playground isn't going to meet all the expectations. No different than Queen's Place doesn't meet all the expectations. No different than water and sewer projects we do all the time meets everybody's expectations. But it will be a high standard of public infrastructure that the community will be proud of. And so that's what we're suggesting. This will be no different than all the other projects we've done, in the sense that once we get some direction from council on exactly what we do, then all the stuff will be public. It'll come back to council for approval as far as location. It'll come back for hiring architecture, it'll come back for designs and all that stuff. So there'll be lots of public involvement. It's not a secret process by any means. But staff need to be able to do that with their professional skills and ability and all their background and research, and not have other people involved in the process. It just doesn't work. It will delay the process. And so we've done it efficiently. I think if you look around all the projects, they've all been done very well. And so if we get into trying to change that process, if council wishes to, we will, but it will delay the project and it will make the outcome very different from what staff will eventually propose to come forward with.
And our donors recognize that. They recognize that there will be consultation with the South Queens Aquatic, but that the region of Queens owns and operates and manages from start to finish, with consultation and advice from the community and other user groups. But like I said, you just have to wait until our next council meeting, when you can see their terms and their conditions and time dates and timelines and what it is they're expecting. And I think you'll be satisfied at that point. Well, I don't think, I know you will be.
It may or may not be, but it's this is based on the assumption that they get back to us, and the ball is up to them. So if they take 3 weeks, then it won't be on the agenda next meeting, because we're waiting upon them.
But I think they said they'd get to work at it. Counselor Charlton?
I'm a little bit torn, but it's also, I don't have all the facts in front of me, and the timeline hasn't been shared, but I thought the point of the steering group who have pushed it to get started on some of the work, because we didn't have the capacity. So I'm just, that's my concern, is without knowing that timeline, which hopefully will be there in 2 weeks. But where do we?
We have the capacity to meet the timeline for completion.
Yeah, just to know where.
I mean, we'll still have to hire, there'll still be a project manager that'll have to be hired. You know, there still will be architects that will have to be hired. But there is the ability to match the expected timeline for completion. And that was in their original, we did not alter the timeline. That was their timeline. Their timeline. They set a timeline which we can match, but we don't have to start it yesterday to match that timeline. And they understand that. But you just, like I said, you just have to be pressed and wait and until you see the documents that they wish to have. Is that okay? What's your fancy?
Again, we'll have to wait to see what they bring back and such. The other part of the aquatic society is there's some different things that they can bring forth to the table. I hate to see them bringing forth it to the table after the completion. But that's why the whole thing about Yeti able to be part of, not direct, but be part of, they're even willing to raise money. So, you know, rather than just consultation off on the side, I'd rather see some type of committee. So that's what I'm trying to
say. You need to wait and see and read what they're proposing and then go from there. And if there are no other further comments, then I need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Councilor Gidney, seconded by Councilor Merrill. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed.